Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Brewer Show with your host Ted and Austin Brewer, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Brewer, and I'm so glad to have you with us today. Austin, so good to have you with me again today, too. You're about to have a baby here in a few weeks. You may miss a couple days.
I may. I'll try and be on as much as you can, but I would like to spend some time, depending on what happens, but I'll definitely be on the show quite a bit.
Well, I just have to make sure that we're going to have to tell Hunter that he needs to go ahead and come on a weekend, like on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'm sure
he would appreciate that. I'm sure he'd listen to us.
We have to tell him to hold off for a bit here. Make sure you do it on the beginning of a weekend. What's your first story of the day, Oz?
Oh, well, the first one we have here, we were talking about it earlier. Trump now is calling out basically the BLM for damaging the economy and impeding growth. He said the BLM's reluctancy to release land in combination with a failure to enforce immigration laws is damaging the economy, lowering the standard of living, and inhibiting natural economic growth. He goes on to say the BLM controls over 85% of the land in Nevada. In the rural areas, those for decades have had access to public land for ranching, mining, logging, energy, are forced to deal with arbitrary and capricious rules that are influenced by special interests that profit from D.C. rulemaking and would fill the campaign coffers of Washington politicians. He goes on and says, honest, hardworking citizens who seek freedom and economic independence must beg for deference from a federal government that is more intent on power and control than it is serving the citizens of the nation. In and around Clark County, the situation is even worse, where he refers to the infamous 2014 site of the Bundy Ranch standoff. He said because the BLM is so reluctant to release land to local disposition in Nevada, the cost of land has skyrocketed and the cost of living has become an impediment to overall growth. He goes on to say a few other things on there, but overall, he's completely against the way the BLM is treating the American public, the way they are treating the land, the way they are conducting themselves in a professional manner, and basically thinks that this is not working at all correctly with how they were doing it. So I don't know if he would change anything if he gets elected. I'm sure there's probably a whole laundry list of things he would like to work on, but it seems as though the BLM is something he would like to touch on.
Well, he won again big time last night. I'm not going to go over all the results because I'm sure everybody's already heard the results. So Trump's doing great, won 3 out of 4 states last night. He came in second in the third state, which was Idaho. I don't know why he didn't win Idaho. I guess it must be the, I hate to say this, evangelical Christians, which I kind of think I'm one of. I'm pretty sure I am, whatever that's supposed to mean. But, you know, it's just frustrating to me that these guys won't wake up and take a look at what's going on. And, you know, even on our own Baptist church, the way I go to here in town, it's crazy to me, Austin, how many people in the Baptist church are members of the Masonic lodges. And I know the low-level Masons really don't know what's going on. They're just kind of like a men's club and trying to get some business deals going. But the higher you go up in that, when you start getting the 32 and 33-degree Masonic lodge people, they know an awful lot, and they're really informed as far as the true act of worshiping Lucifer through these lodges. So it gets pretty messed up at the higher levels. But let me read you another article. This is from Preston James. He's talking about mind control. Now, let me tell you, this is interesting. Let me preface what he's talking about here. He's talking about what happened with the coup d'etat with President Kennedy when our country basically was taken over by the fascists, the Nazis, the CIA, the drug companies, the whole group of this nefarious bunch that we've talked about so many times, you know, the international banking community, all of this. Because remember, Kennedy was going to change the world. He would have had it not killed him, and that's why they knew that. He was too much of a charismatic leader. I mean, the women loved him because he was good looking. I mean, everybody liked his attitude. They called the United States, you don't remember this, Austin, but they actually called the United States government Camelot at that point for King Arthur. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was the confidence that we had in the federal government. And what happened is he was going to get rid of the CIA. He was going to disband the secret government that had started with the Exchange Stabilization Fund. He was going to get rid of the deep security state that started in 1947. He was going to get rid of the CIA. He was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank that started in 1913, started printing his own currency. He was going to get rid of the mafia control with all the drugs. I mean, he was going after all of them, right? And they had to take him out, and they did. Kennedy should have been a whole lot more careful. He had numerous death threats. He should have never been running around in an open limousine like that. They really, really set him up. And, of course, his advisors could have told him he's going to be safe. But remember, the MKUltra program was just a continuation of the concentration camp experiments from the 1930s and 1940s in Nazi Germany. In fact, that's why the MK is not spelled with a C. It's spelled with a K, Controlle, which is in German way to say control. So the MKUltra program was just a mind-control psychop that was developed using various techniques in the concentration camps as far as controlling the masses. Now, I want to read you what Preston James says about this, because he has several different things. I knew all this I've covered with, but I want to just continue to, I just kind of run it through with you real quickly on what he said. He goes, here's how they're doing it. He says, the reason for this has been all the various types of mind control deployed by the ruling establishment, which include, number one, education and cultural mind control, which includes diversity training and political correctness, which are actually neo-Bolshevik cultural program designed to destroy American borders, language, and culture. Credit must be given to a talk show host, Michael Savage, for this brilliant observation. This is what Savage said. Number two, mind control through the controlled major mass media, network news, which is technically an illegal news cartel monopoly controlled by six major media moguls who report to one large investment house, the Rothschilds, of course, considered to be on the vanguard of such enterprises. When you have the national news taking talking heads parroting the same lies for the past 50 years, a completely false reality and paradigm is created in the American group mind. If you express beliefs that do not agree, you are immediately labeled a conspiracy theorist or a conspiracy nut. Humans are social creatures and desire to conform and to be approved by others. When the current social reality is false, truth tellers are rejected and looked on as crackpots. That's, by the way, excellent. Number three, and you guys need to get a copy of this right as soon as the show's over today and send us to all of your friends on the show today. This is real important. Number three, mind control through entrainment provided by popular music and especially urban rap ranges from mild to subtle to extreme in some types. Austin, I know you went through this back when you were 14 or 15 years old. You were listening to the rap, and it completely and totally changed your personality within a matter of 3 to 4 months. Do you remember all that happening to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not picking on Austin because this happens to millions of kids. Number four, mind control through fluoride added to the public water, toothpaste, and foods, and various toxic additives in some vaccines. We've talked about this in detail. Number five, trillion-dollar cell phone system which deploy pulsed beam microwaves which can physically and mentally change your mood at will. Now, this is the beginning of this article. He starts off, he's talking about this and the weapons technology that we have. Let me read you this little first blurb that he talks about here. He goes, our discussion, he said he attended this meeting with the military. He said, our discussion on field-generated mind control is going to be short. Suffice it to say that a highly respected defense electronics firm, not from the U.S., secretly has demonstrated the ability to broadcast feelings, ideas, and images directly into the minds of a sector of the population over a wide geographical area. Okay? So that's what he's talking about. We've talked about that. We've talked about that with HARP. We've talked about that with many times on Hagman and Hagman. Number six, Wi-Fi systems, which have been installed in many public schools, restaurants, and businesses and homes. And I'm going to say this to you again, and I don't know how to be any more direct in this. You have to please unplug your Wi-Fi transmitters at night before you go to sleep. It's super important you do that. You've got to stop that from being in your house. Number seven, large orbital space platform-based psychotonic generators powered by HE3 fusion systems, which cover whole major geographical areas. I talked about this the other day, these orbiting satellites on these platforms which do this. They're controlling the energy field around the planet. That's what the whole thing is with the Morgellons. Number eight, ground-based ELF and Doppler radar systems, which act as secondary entrainment functions. Now, I'm going to add something here, too. Aspartame has also been used to do this because it's an entrainment molecule. When you drink and eat products to contain aspartame, you release dopamine in your brain because there is an aspartic acid receptor in the brain that is triggered. Super, super, super addictive product to some people. Plus also alpha brainwave technology that is induced when you sit around and watch the TV every single night. Number nine, Madison Avenue advertising and inculcated interest in dressing to conform. In other words, everybody has to be trendy. I mean, you know, they tell you now if you get attacked that you can't fight back, that if you're a woman and you're being raped, that you need to urinate on yourself and defecate on yourself. Don't try to hit anybody or pray to spray anybody with pepper spray. Just lay down and just soil yourself, and they'll leave you alone. I mean, I don't even know what to say. They want you to lay on your back and pretend like you're an animal or something. Number 10, impose corporate norms for behavior and thought. The corporations are training you on what to think and how to act. These are being done subtly through Tavistock programming. It's being done through groupthink. It also was done the other day on the platform with the speakers, when they get groups of people together and they try to conform everybody into the same mold. Number 11, various mind-altering drugs and mind-altering compounds added to the food and beverages. This is when the aspartame comes back in, the fluoride comes back in, and also the drugs that are being put into the water supply that we've talked about many, many times. MMT and the mind control additives allegedly added to the gasoline and diesel fuels, including passenger aircraft. Okay, this is all being sprayed and exhausted to the exhaust tanks. I personally believe a lot of the reason they want to not have us modify automobiles often is because of the use of these compounds, which are probably going to be affected by that. Number 13, chemtrails spraying ion skies with barium, aluminum, strontium, and other toxic chemicals and biological agents, which can be flashed psychotronically to hive the American mind. When you have the entire atmosphere filled with metal, it basically conducts electricity and electronic currents extremely well. And he's saying that you can basically hit this at one time, you can change the entire attitude of everybody living in a geographic area. 14, the newer technologically advanced psychotronics, as in psi power, aka psychic or spiritual entrainment powers. These are spiritual blood spells placed on the American group through pedophilia, human vivisection, blood sacrifice. This is a Satanism, guys. Mass murder of war and programmed by mass murder of injection. Big medicine and big pharma, despite the beneficial elements of which some of these are used properly, are not deployed as mass eugenics as they are now being deployed on us. In other words, they're using the drugs to also come after us to kill us with this, with the statin drugs, with the immunizations, etc. Now, I could read this whole article. It's by Preston James, but I'm not going to do that. You can look it up. It's called... the article is a very long article. I just picked up part of it. Psychotronic firewalls against public truth. But I wanted to share that with you because I read that today. I'll also be covering that in more depth on the Hagman Show this coming Friday night and going into more detail in each of these areas. But guys, listen to me. What we've told you and what I've warned you about, and I remember last November and December, I did shows on Hagman, and I completely exposed the entire Morgellons, what they're doing with Morgellons. I talked about all the stuff they're doing from a psychotronic standpoint, went into detail with the blood of Christ. And I tell you what, I came under fire from some Christian groups for that. It was absolutely it was ridiculous what happened. And I used terms that I shouldn't have used because they were more of a New Age context, but they still had the correct meaning when I used them, and I got eviscerated for it by several individuals. And the sad part about this is that we can't do that to one another. I'm trying to tell you guys the truth. I'm trying to do everything I possibly can to help you, and they're going to be using everybody they possibly can through mind control to try to go in and destroy anybody telling the truth. What do you think about all this, Oz?
It's definitely interesting. There's no question about it that there's a lot of underlying stuff through every aspect that we're presented with now, with the media, the music, the TV, everything. It's constant mind control. Even, the movies have so much in them from Hollywood now. So there's definitely some very, very significant points you made in there that a lot of people need to realize. Other news, too, in Florida, this is interesting, is the probably arguably America's least well-placed nuclear power plant is now leaking radiation into the sea. This is down here in Florida with us, guys. The University of Miami has now found that the Turkey Point nuclear power plant, located just south of Miami, is leaking tritium in Biscayne Bay, spiking up to 200 times higher than normal levels. South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard said this is one of several things we are very worried about. He said you would have to work hard to find the worst place to put a nuclear power plant. He said it was put right between two national parks and subject to hurricanes and massive storm surges. They're blaming now the leaks on the reactor's cooling canals, which were recently found to have caused a massive underground saltwater plume to migrate west, threatening a well field that supplies drinking water to Florida Keys. How wonderful. Also interesting, if you guys heard about it, in New York they had the Indiana power plants leaking tritium now. Vermont also too, the started was leaking not too long ago. Another one was going on, I think, in another state. I can't remember off the top of my head, but this is starting to happen repeatedly. I don't know if this was planned. I don't know if this was accidental. I don't know if these things are starting to break down, but nuclear power is definitely something that I think is going to cause some significant health issues in the near future, especially as it dumps all this radioactive water out now. What do you think about all that?
Well, you know, look at Fukushima.
Yeah.
It's almost as if it's all – see, what happens is the truth of the matter is this. I know I shouldn't say the truth of the matter because I say that too much. Here's the reality. I'll say it that way.
The, okay.
The radiation on the planet from all of these plants is not that big of a deal if you have an occasional leak or something like that, because the rain will wash the stuff out of the atmosphere. It'll flush back in. A few years, it's gone. But what will happen is it starts killing human beings. It starts killing the life that we live on, like in the Pacific Ocean, like with Fukushima. And I don't know if the reason they haven't shut down Fukushima and they're still pouring 15,000 tons of radioactive seawater out every single day is because they're trying to destroy the Pacific, or because they're trying to destroy the population of the Northern Hemisphere, or they're trying to re-terraform the planet. I don't know what they're doing, Austin, but all I know is that we got nuclear power plants leaking everywhere. This is aging infrastructure that was developed back in the 30s and the 40s with that technology, built in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And the problem with all of this stuff is that it gets old. And when it gets old, it starts getting fatigue. You have metal fatigue. You have start having corrosion, et cetera, et cetera. And this is some dangerous stuff when it gets out into the world as far as how we see it. But he's absolutely right. I don't know where you could put a worse nuclear power plant. I guess what was happening down there, though, is that, you know, the Miami is requiring huge amounts of electricity now because it's so massive. I mean, I don't even like going to Miami. To me, Miami is like the armpit of Florida now. It's awful down there. I mean, it's just awful. It's just the crowds, the traffic. It's just, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, it's, to me, it reminds me too much of Los Angeles. But then if you go 40 miles west, you're right in the middle of the Everglades in the swamp. And so it's an interesting place to live, and they've drained a lot of it down there. So they do have a problem with the freshwater aquifers. This is from the Huffington Post, and I wanted to share this with you because this was really kind of hushed up, and nobody really talked about it on mainstream. This past weekend, they had a secretive meeting, and tech CEOs and top Republicans, they are plotting to stop Trump. This is at SeaIsland.com. This is where they met. It's funny, it's off the coast of Georgia, kind of like Jekyll Island's off the coast of Georgia. Carl Rove shared focus group findings that give hope to the GOP establishment. Let me read you part of this. Billionaires, tech CEOs, and top members of the Republican establishment flew to a private island resort off the coast of Georgia this weekend for the American Enterprises Institute annual World Forum, according to sources familiar with the secretive gathering. The main topic at the close of the press conference was how to stop Donald Trump. Apple CEO Tim Cook was there. Google founder Larry Page. Napster creator there. Tesla Motors creator there. Senate Majority Mitch McConnell there. Political guru Karl Rove. House Speaker Paul Ryan. GOP Senator Tom Cotton. Cory Gardner. Tim Scott. I mean, this list goes on and on and on. And everybody who's against Trump, pretty much. Although with Ryan, the House was represented by Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Fred Upton. And this goes on, all these different people who are there. And then Phil Anschutz, the billionaire GOP donor whose company owns a stake in Sea Island, was also there with his Democratic representative, John Delaney. And they're all saying they want to stop Trump. And they're also trying to figure out how Trump did this, how he was able to get such a huge ground root movement to get him going. But what's so funny about this, Austin, is that the mainstream media didn't want to talk about this at all, but they had it passed this past weekend. They are that scared now that they're unloading the big guns on this guy, trying to make sure that he does not become president of the United States. What do you think about that, Oz?
I saw the email you sent it to me. I read through that, and I thought that was really interesting. They're having this real secretive meeting. It reminded me of Jekyll Island when they were getting ready to try and get the Federal Reserve enacted. It's what it reminded me a lot of, these little secret dweebs that want to try and control the world from behind the curtain. I think it's very interesting. I understand exactly why. And again, I've said it multiple times, and so have you. Newt Gingrich said it so clearly and so succinctly. If he's ever said anything true in his life, this was it. When he said the reason why they're so scared of him is because he doesn't belong to the secret society. He hasn't gone through the initiation rites. He hasn't done all the sick stuff all these guys have done, that they have dirt on them now, they can come back and use, you know, blackmail to get them to do what they want. He's uncontrollable. And that's what he said, basically. I'm paraphrasing that. And that's exactly what's going on. All these upper elite guys, they've all been involved in this at some point in time in their life. And they don't like it because this guy is basically a very, very aggressive billionaire that doesn't have really any significant dirt on him that anybody can find. And it's scaring the heck out of him because he's talking about way too many things that are hush-hush, way too many things that are not supposed to be talked about ever by any type of political figure. And I mean, he's hitting all of them. Now he calls out BLM. I mean, he's called out like everything now. And so, I mean, he's definitely getting some eyeballs from some people. So we'll see what continues to happen. Sweden now is essentially going to be cashless in 5 years. That's what they're saying. It could very well be the first country in the world to be completely cash-free. The New York Times report on it said a Scandinavian country already has multiple banks that no longer dispense or accept any type of cash at all. But still, a lot of the Swedish citizens are not happy about this. They're saying the electronic payments have alarmed consumer organizations and critics who warn of a rising threat to privacy and increased vulnerability to the sophisticated internet crimes. They said last year the number of electronic fraud cases surged to 140,000 cases, which was more than double over just a decade ago. In 2005, there was, I think it was like 65,000 fraud cases a year. It's interesting, Bjorn Eriksson, who was a former Interpol president, in the interview in the New York Times said, "This cashless society might be trendy, but there are all sorts of serious risk when a society starts to go cashless." And I thought that was interesting because Interpol is, you know, who knows if this guy was, you know, awake or not. But they're already saying now the physical bills and coins only amount to just barely 2% of Sweden's overall economy now. So it's already going significantly cashless. And now, even worse in Sweden, one of the latest examples of authorities suggesting that Europeans should adapt to threats rather than, you know, compelling people to protect themselves, police in Östersund, Sweden, are now advising women not to walk around by themselves at all at night. They had already talked about this numerous times, but now they've gone and had a full-blown press conference on Monday telling them not to go outside. They stated women in a town in northern Sweden had been warned not to walk alone at night in the wake of a spike in violent assault and rapes. Police in Östersund made the unusual move to ask women not to go out accompanied after dark after reports of 8 brutal attacks by men of foreign appearance in just over 2 weeks. I love the way they put that, by the way. And they put in quotes, "men of foreign appearance." We can't say they're Middle Eastern. We can't say they're Islamic. We say they're men of foreign appearance. The political correctness is nauseating to me. And what even goes on here further, he goes, the police chief goes, "We're not limiting anyone's freedom. This is purely factual information," he says. "This is serious. We care about the protection of our women, and that's why we're going out and we're talking about this." All they're doing is admitting that they don't have anything to do with it. They're not getting involved in it. They don't have the chutzpah to do anything, and they're trying to tell people and warn them not to go out at night. That's the best that they can do to protect their women in that country. How pathetic is that?
Well, it's their own fault. They've only got 7 million people. They brought in 1 million immigrants now. So it's going to just get worse and worse and worse. And so now they're trying to turn them away at the borders and turn them away on airplanes and throw them back out. But they're not going to leave. There's so many pretty blondes left up there they can rape. And, I mean, it's just awful. I mean, to even talk like that, it's awful.
True.
These guys think they're in Candyland up there. They don't know what to do with all that. They're not going to leave. Plus, everything's free. Now, Glenn Beck is losing that. I'm going to talk about Glenn Beck for a second. No, he is. Now, Beck is now scared of a Trump presidency. He got on with Stephanopoulos the other day, and I guess he's trying to get back into the mainstream again because he was on Fox, and he got kicked off of Fox when he started talking about the Federal Reserve Bank. And now he's back on with ABC with Stephanopoulos this week. And the thing that was crazy about this, he's basically saying that Donald Trump is, you know, the new Adolf Hitler. Now, here's the problem that I have with all of this, okay? Glenn Beck started talking about the truth about the Federal Reserve System a couple years ago on Fox. Fox immediately, when Murdoch got rid of him, because of course the Federal Reserve Bank owns all these different media outlets through their interlocking corporate directorships and mergers and acquisitions, and so Glenn Beck was gone within weeks after he started talking about this. I think somebody had a meeting with Glenn Beck, and I think Glenn Beck has been compromised. I saw the same thing happen with Pat Robertson back in the 90s. Pat Robertson started talking about the Federal Reserve Bank, started talking about the secret government, started talking about all stuff on his show, The 700 Club, and immediately Bill Clinton informed Pat Robertson that he was about to lose his nonprofit status for his 501(c) status for Regent University. I saw it happen, and because before that, Pat Robertson was a pretty straight dude. And then what happened is immediately the news started changing with Pat Robertson. Now he's just mainstream, hates Donald Trump, hates Donald Trump, hates Donald Trump. Glenn Beck hates Donald Trump. And so anybody who's speaking against Donald Trump right now, I personally believe either they're very, 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 very misinformed, or they've been bought and paid for by the establishment, Austin. I really believe that. Instead of letting we the people speak, we've got all of these globalists meeting together at a secret island off the coast of Georgia last weekend to derail Donald Trump's presidency and his campaign. All of this stuff's going to start going into the voter machine fraud now with the Diebold election machines. We know that's going to happen. It already happened already in Texas and I believe in Oklahoma. I also believe in Idaho, but I can't prove that. I haven't read anything about that yet. But the whole thing about this is that Glenn Beck has gone off the wagon. Now, I know he's a Mormon. I got that, okay? But I know really nice Mormons. I mean, I do. I know some really good Mormons that are good people. And he really was telling a lot of the truth here a few years ago. But now suddenly, he's, and here's what I always ask Glenn Beck, and this I sent an email out the other day. Somebody sent me this long email to my home email and said, well, Donald Trump's not saved. And I said, you don't know that. Well, he said he's never asked God for forgiveness, and he sends out this whole thing that Donald Trump supposedly said. And I said, well, how long ago did he say this? Has he had a born-again experience since then? I said, he goes to a Presbyterian church on a regular basis. I said, what do the Presbyterians believe? I said, how do you know he's not saved? How do you know he's not born again? How do you know he hasn't, prayed the sinner's prayer like evangelicals believe since then? How do you know any of this stuff? He goes, well, I really don't. I said, here's the thing. Paul said that he worked on his own salvation with fear and trembling so that he would not be considered a castaway. See, that's what we have to realize is, guys, you can't go after a man because of his faith or because he uses a bad word every once in a while. Are you kidding me? Really? Who among us has not used a bad word every once in a while? The other day I said a bad word. I reached out and plugged my doggone compressor in an air tire on my pickup truck. A doggone thing put a shock through me. I bet I jumped 4 feet in the air. Also, I didn't know I had such a vertical jump. And I yelled and said a bad word. And Sharon came out there thinking I'd gotten myself electrocuted. She goes, you okay? And I said, whew, well, that woke me up. The whole thing about it is, guys, listen to me. It doesn't matter if you say a bad word. As long as we're quick to confess our sins unto God for what we do, God forgives us. Now, should we run around cussing all the time using God's name in vain? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Should we let our walk and our light so shine before men that they'll know our good works and they'll glorify our Father who is in heaven? Absolutely yes. But the point is, don't be judging these people. Now, Glenn Beck, he's got a huge following, or he did before he started all this nonsense, is saying Trump is Hitler. Well, I've got a newsflash for everybody here. Who is Glenn Beck endorsing? Cruz? Okay. Miss CFR herself, a wife? There's no way that women are going to vote for Ted Cruz. I had a national known radio show personality email me today, and they said they've taken an informal poll, and he said that basically they found that women will never vote for Ted Cruz. They say he's too ugly. Now you say, well, that sounds silly, Teddy's too ugly. Well, I can't help what he looks like. I'm not saying that it's his fault. I'm just saying that he's horrible to look at. And if women got a choice between Hillary Clinton or him, they're going to vote for Hillary. And it's just the way it is. And you say, well, women can think better than that. Well, yeah, most women should think better than that. Most guys should think better than that. But most apparently don't think. And they're allowing the mainstream media, including this nonsense from Glenn Beck, to try to come in here and spout out the mainstream narrative. So I no longer have any respect at all for Glenn Beck. I had limited respect for him to start with because he was talking about the Federal Reserve. Now he's at a negative thing for me, Austin. What do you think about Beck doing this?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I've heard a bunch of interesting stuff about it the last couple of weeks, so I'm not a whole lot surprised with anything he does. I've never really been a big supporter of him, but you're absolutely right. Anybody that's really coming out and attacking Trump right now, and like I said, if you're not supporting Trump, that's fine. I don't care. But if you're sitting there going out of your way to try and attack him as viciously possible, then there's another underlying reason you're doing this. Completely.
That's right.
I had somebody ask me the other day, I was talking about this. I said, you're voting for Trump? I said, what? Are you voting for Hillary? Well, no, I'm not voting for Hillary. I said, okay, then. What's the question? I told you I'm voting for Trump. You have a, you had like a response to it. Well, I don't know who I'm voting for. I said, we better figure it out. I said, because if you want to vote for Hillary, I said, plan on all of our rights going away and all our money going away. Same thing with Bernie. I said, the only person that said any type of truth and that hasn't been bought is Trump. But anyways,
Now, Bernie's telling the truth, too. He's telling everybody he's a communist. He wants to take everybody's stuff and give it to all the poor people.
Yep.
Now, Bernie's not a liar. I'll give him that. He's not. Now, Hillary's a liar. Bernie's not. He may lie every once in a while, but not like Hillary. Hillary, every word that comes out of her mouth is a lie. It's ridiculous. Go ahead. What's your next story, Oz?
This is out of Oregon now. This is pretty interesting. Oregon now has passed mandatory GMO labeling for the Aqua Bounty salmon, the GMO salmon that's coming out of Chile now, and the farm-raised salmon. Oregon has already taken steps to allow its citizens to make the decision between transgenic, regular, and organic salmon. Last fall, you guys remember, the federal government and the FDA gave official approval for Aqua Bounty's GMO salmon. Under their claims, there was no evidence that this fish possesses any type of threats to human physiology. Moreover, the agencies also claim the fish is perfectly safe for the environment, even though they've done absolutely zero clinical testing in outside environments or on people. Oregon passed House Bill 4122, lawfully requiring all food manufacturers to label their product accordingly if they contain any type of GMO salmon. And they simply did this because citizens deserve the right to know. Now, I'm sure there's going to be ways and loopholes to try and get around this, but for the time being, I think a lot of manufacturers are probably going to list this, especially in Oregon, because of the bill, but also, too, because a lot of people want to know. And the easiest way to, guys, to figure this out is don't buy farm salmon, period. And don't buy farm salmon if it's out of South America or out of Chile, period. Absolutely not. If it's farm-raised and it's from South America, don't even touch it. That's guaranteed, pretty much 100%, it's going to be Aqua Bounty GMO salmon. The easiest way, like I said, is make sure you're getting fresh-caught or wild-caught salmon. That's the absolute easiest thing if you're going to eat it. But I thought that was pretty interesting that Oregon's passing that bill. A lot of people are sick of this, man. A lot of people. It's mainly because of you guys, our listeners, all the alternative media listeners. Everybody now is waking up to this, and all we're asking for is to know what we're eating. That's it. We're not asking for anything crazy, nothing absurd. We just want to know what we're eating, and we want to know if it's been genetically modified. That's it. It's really not that difficult to understand.
It's not a difficult concept, is it, Austin?
No, it's not.
Just, are you poisoning us, yes or no? What are you giving us? Yeah. We need to know what it is, and if you are giving it to us, we want to have a choice if we want to be poisoned or not. It's like them putting drugs in the water supplies. I mean, you know, like fluoride. You know, I mean, I want to know what's in the water. Well, now they're telling us they're putting fluoride in, but you open it up, but you get it tested, it's got all kinds of Prozac and everything else in it. And the sad part about it is, are they automatically adding Prozac in? Is it coming from people's urine? It's being recycled. Are people dumping their bottle of pills in the septic tanks or the water supply? Who knows? I don't know. Now I'm going to read you an article here. I'm not going to quote this because it's on rheumatoid arthritis, and it goes into detail on how to get rid of our rheumatoid arthritis. And they make this thing so complicated, and they miss some of the most important key things about rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is one of the easiest things on the planet to get rid of. And after we get done with rheumatoid arthritis today, we're going to talk about psoriasis and eczema and seborrhea. We're going to talk about that, too, and how to get rid of that. Because with rheumatoid arthritis, and this is what I've seen in my offices and my clinics, invariably, the people who end up with rheumatoid arthritis are eating vegetables from the nightshade variety of vegetables. They're eating white potatoes, bell peppers, tomatoes, and eggplant. And they can't have those. You've got to complete those cause such massive inflammation in the joints in some people that are sensitive to those that it causes rheumatoid arthritis. Now, the vast majority of the people that have rheumatoid arthritis, they can eliminate or ameliorate the symptoms by simply doing that, by just changing their diet and getting off of those particular foods. And again, those foods are, for those of you who tried to write them down and didn't do it because I said it too fast, are eggplant, bell peppers, tomatoes, and white potatoes, like Irish potatoes. Or Idaho potatoes. Don't eat those foods if you have rheumatoid arthritis. Probably the biggest one is tomatoes. I mean, but you got to avoid all four of those. Now, there's some things that you can do from a natural standpoint. I've written entire emails and articles on this before that you can get at healthmasters.com, and you can sign up for those emails for free. We'll be happy to send them to you. Healthmasters.com and the Ted Brower Show with Austin and Ted Brower is being brought to you today, commercial free by healthmasters.com, 1-800-726 1834, 1-800-726-1834. Now, here's some other things that it talks about in there, which are also important. They're not as important for this, but they are important. Number one, probiotics. We have one of the highest probiotics products on the market. Number two, they're talking about essential oils. Yes, this is super important. The essential oils are very, very good for you, along with omega-3 fats. They're good. D3. In fact, they don't even say D3. They say vitamin D, which is... And vitamin D3 is critical for this, at least 2,000 to 5,000 I use a day. Make sure that your D is from a lanolin-based formula, from sheep's wool. Don't get vitamin D that's been synthesized in chemical to vitamin C, okay? Next is fish oil. We have the great cod liver oil product. And then it says pomegranate. And I'm not used pomegranate for before, but I drink pomegranate every single day. So I'm not seeing that used for rheumatoid arthritis, but you can give it a try. Plus, it also helps to open the blood vessels in the heart and throughout the body. Turmeric, another one that's, of course, it does it pretty much everything. Black seed oil works great for it. And then exercise. The exercise is okay for the pain and stiffness, but I wouldn't start doing the exercise with rheumatoid arthritis until after you got this, the inflammation down, because trying to exercise a joint that's swollen is extremely painful. So this article overall is pretty awful, to be honest with you guys, and that's why I'm not going to give you any sources on it. I'll have to rewrite another one on that with some of the updated information that we have on it, but I just told you how to fix it all right there. Now, let's talk about seborrhea and psoriasis and all of these different types of skin diseases. Now, I had a pastor, a national known pastor, contact me yesterday, and he looks like he has psoriasis behind his ears and on his head. And, you know, what's interesting about this is if you go to the doctor, they'll give you drugs or they'll give you salves or ointments to put on it. In some cases, they'll temporarily relieve some of this stuff. And years ago, I developed psoriasis on my scalp, which blew my mind because of how clean I eat and all of the different nutrients that I take. But there were a few things that I was deficient in. And so what I did a deep, deep, deep analysis on how to get rid of this. And I have shared this with so many people because my psoriasis that I have now is completely gone. And I remember I went to my dermatologist. You guys will love this. He's a brilliant man, absolutely brilliant. And I said to him, I showed him this place on my head. And I said, I can't deal with this. This has got to go away. And he says, oh, well, that's something that happens when you get close to 60 years old with a lot of people. Well, great. I said, I'm happy about that. I said, but I'm not going to sign for this. It has to be some type of deficiency. And he goes, oh, it'll go away. And I said, well, okay, great. When is it going to go away? He says, it goes away about a week before you die. And this is a true story, Austin. I don't make anything up. I don't. My life is so much fun anyhow. I don't have to make anything up. And I looked at him. I said, it goes away a week before you die. He goes, yeah, your entire body starts shutting down, and just, this thing just kind of clears up right before you die. And so you don't have to worry about it. It'll be gone right before you die. And I said, well, I'm not planning on dying for another 30 years. He said, well, you're probably going to have this for another 30 years then. There's really nothing I can give you that'll take care of this. The salves and the ointments and all that won't work. I said, well, that's unacceptable to me. He said, well, it's just the way it is. I said, okay, well, fine. I'm great. So I went home, and I got all my old stuff out. Oh, God, I got my stuff out from Bernard Jensen from back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And I'm digging through all of this old stuff. I'm like, well, I'm going back to old school formulas to try to figure this out. And finally, I found it. I found it in a book called The Chemistry of Man by Jensen. Great book. You got to get it online. You get it for a few bucks. You get it used. It's kind of pricey new still. And I started reading through it, and I started talking about silica cell salts. And I thought, how interesting, and how what they did as far as helping to restore skin. And then it also talked about bioplasma. It goes into much detail about bioplasma salt, but it talked about the silica. And then it also went about essential oils. And I tried a variety of different types of oils, and some of them worked and some of them didn't, but nothing really got rid of it, what I was trying to get rid of. You get better, but it wouldn't go away. Finally, I found the perfect combination, and we have it available at Health Masters, and it worked great. Mine's completely gone now, and I sent it to the pastor last night for him to do it. And you know, if you want to know what that is for the seborrhea, the psoriasis, and the eczema, you're going to have to call the office, 1-800-726-1834, because what I don't want you to do is go out and get a bunch of products that aren't going to work and call me up and fuss. But we found a really good protocol for healthy skin that works absolutely wonderful. And yes, we'll be happy to share that with you if you call the office. But a lot of you listening don't have those problems, so it's not a big deal. It also helps to get rid of dandruff, too. So that's one of the things that I really liked about it, so I don't have any more problems with any of that stuff anymore at all. What's your next story, Oz?
Yeah, next story here is Macedonia now has fully closed its borders to the migrants. Thousands of migrants trying to reach northern Europe are now stranded in Greece after Macedonia closed its borders yesterday, a police official said. The decision comes a day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia closed their borders to transiting migrants, with exceptions being made only for asylum seekers. It effectively closes the so-called Balkan route, taken by many migrants headed for wealthier nations in Western Europe, with the prime minister has said the Balkan route for illegal migration no longer exists.
Wow. So they're finally starting to shut off the source of these routes. So what's going to happen is all these people are going to get bottlenecked down there in Greece is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to be just trapped down there in Greece.
Right now.
It wasn't that Greece has already done have a big mess. Here's the oligarchs. Here's another article. This is written by Pat Buchanan. Did an excellent job. He goes, the oligarchs' super PAC anti-Trump savagery. Narrow victories in Kentucky caucuses and the Louisiana primary, the largest states decided on Saturday, have moved Donald Trump one step nearer to nomination to the presidency. Primaries in Michigan, Mississippi, and Ohio on March 8th in Florida will further decide. If Mario, little Marco, doesn't win the state of Florida, he's cooked, as is Governor Kasich if he does not win Ohio. Ted Cruz already looks to be the last man between Trump and the GOP nomination. And then he starts talking about the foreign members, and he goes, some of the GOP elites who have waited patiently through the Obama era to recapture the control of U.S. foreign policy are now beside themselves with despair over Trump's success. Fully 116 members of the GOP's national security community, many of them veterans of the Bush administrations, have signed an open letter threatening that if Trump is nominated, they will desert and some will defect to Hillary Clinton. And they're saying that Hillary is a lesser evil by a large margin, says Elliot Cohen of the Bush 2 State Department. Are you kidding me? I mean, this goes on and on and on. Trump calls the Iraq war, many of them champion, a historic blunder. Trump says that while a support of Israel, he would be neutral, honest broker between Israel and Palestine, as was Jimmy Carter at Camp David. Trump says he would get along very well with Vladimir Putin. Trump would no longer launch new crusades for democracy, would not oppose Russia's bombing ISIS. Do most Americans agree with much of this? Yes. This ultimate neocon ultimatum about deserting should notice them. Yet the neocon ultimatum about deserting should the voters nominate Trump testifies to their loyalty to no one. I mean, this is unbelievable. He wrote this. And, of course, this is Pat Buchanan. I tell you what, guys, he's telling the truth. And a lot of these outsiders now who have been kicked out of the Washington establishment like Buchanan and Newt Gingrich are coming out, Austin, and they're telling the truth. When Newt Gingrich blew the whole thing on the secret societies, Austin, he said a lot.
Oh, he did. I know. That's why I kept telling everybody over and over again that he said that, because a lot of people didn't get that. They're kind of like, okay, yeah, secret society, oh, yeah, like movie like The Skulls. I'm like, no, you have to understand, this guy is mainstream. He was on mainstream television. He just called them out. So I thought that was pretty interesting. This is another article I thought was funny today. Lieutenant General retired William Jerry Boykin. A lot of people know him as General Boykin. Former chief of U.S. Army Special Operations Command and top member of Delta Force, has now said Christians need to fight this evil with this transgender issue that's going on and this transgender bathroom that's going on. He quotes, I've already said, and if somebody will be recording this, and it'll be on YouTube before all this is over with, said Boykin at the Awakening 2016 conference. He said, but I'll tell you what, the first man that walks into my daughter's bathroom, he is not going to have to worry about having any type of surgery. He goes on to say, where are the Christians that are standing up to this kind of evil? This is not right. It's not right. It's ungodly, but it's also just unnatural. This is crazy. Where are the Christians that are standing up? And what he's referring to is this massive craze that's sweeping the nation. That's just an absolutely sick, sadistic craze, allowing these transgender males that say they identify as a woman to go use a woman's bathroom when they're a full male, and allowing individuals to partake in this. And this isn't just like one or two places now. States, colleges, places all over the country now are accepting this and forcing it upon people and patrons that are at places, at schools and everything else, and it's completely out of hand. And it's exactly what he's saying here is, why is nobody talking about this in the Christian realm? Why is nobody bringing this up? Everybody's just kind of being passive. Nobody wants to be politically incorrect or call it for what it is. This is complete and total heathenism, allowing males that say they're gay or transsexual to start using bathrooms with females because they identify. Why in the world do we have to comply with 0.01% of the population that have a warped mind and can't understand what they really are, and have to deal with them and allow them to go in to bathrooms that our wives and our children go to, be in the man to go in? It's sick. It's sick. It's sick to me. I'm completely over it. I keep hearing about it all the time, and I'm completely sick of hearing about it. And now this general speaks out about Delta Force General, no less, who doesn't want to have anything to do with it either. And he's absolutely right, man. Nobody's talking about this in the Christian realm. Nobody's talking about it to churches. Nobody's bringing it up, and it needs to be brought about, because this, if this allows to continue, it's going to be completely and totally our fault because we did nothing about it. That's why I've done everything I can to try and wake people up and make them realize that I'm not okay with this. I'm not going to stand by and at least just accept it. I will do everything I can to prevent it. However, there's not a whole lot we can do anymore when the entire population, or at least a large percentage of the population, I should say, just wants to go along with it and think this is normal behavior for society. It's not normal. It's sick, and it needs to stop immediately.
I don't even know what to say besides you're correct. I mean, it's just, you know, thinking that a full-grown adult male can use the bathroom with a little girl or with a woman, it just blows my mind. You know, and I'm not talking about if you're at a church, and, you know, let's say, for instance, you have two bathrooms in the back, and they're a toilet. You open the door, and there's a toilet in there. You open the door, and there's another toilet in there. There's one toilet with a door lock. I mean, that's different, okay? And one says woman, one says guy, and the male's is out of order, and you got to go. Well, that's one thing. But this whole being in the bathroom with a bunch of women using the bathroom is ridiculous, Austin. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, it's almost like it's to the point where Christians have become so indoctrinated into the normalcy bias, which I talked about at the beginning of the show on Preston, you know, on Preston James' article that I had read, that they've been brainwashed into believing all of this stuff's okay, or it's not going to affect them. It's not going to affect their families. And it's, you're absolutely right. Here's another article. Dr. Phil exposes medical kidnapping and shaken baby syndrome as a false diagnosis with a North Carolina factory, North Carolina family. Let me share something with you. When you inject aluminum into these children with all these vaccines, it interferes with their bone development. I did a whole show on Hagman with this. And the bones become extremely brittle and they break extremely easily. So if you're having a baby, and this is maybe 18-month-old baby, 15-month-old baby, and it's had all these immunizations and his bones are brittle and they break very easily, and you have to change their diaper, or you've got to try to put them into an outfit, and they start screaming because suddenly, just by moving their leg, you broke a bone. Suddenly, you've been charged with neglect and baby and child abuse, and Department of Family Services comes running in and swoops in. This is what's happening all over the United States. These people are actually being tried and convicted for child abuse, Austin, when the aluminum from the immunizations is causing improper bone development in these young children. And see, the sad part about all of this is going on throughout the United States. And the Department of Family Services loves it because they get paid X amount of dollars for every child they take away, and they get their bonuses. They get to make their little bonuses, you know, and their little whatever they give them, and their attaboys and attagirls, like the, you know, Bureau of Land Management gets to do, right? They get their little incentives for doing this stuff. The sad part about all of this is if we continue to allow this to happen, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And that's where we're headed in the United States. We've got to realize that these immunizations are causing so many problems to these kids, including the autism, the broken bones, all of this stuff. And we've got to start realizing that just because somebody is charged with one of these crimes doesn't mean they're guilty. And now, you know, he has taken that mantle on. Now, this is an interesting article, and it's from Stu Webb. Now, he's been a federal whistleblower activist for 31 years. Some people like him, some people don't. I'm reading this to you because he's been around for so long, and I'm not sure, I'm not seeing this in the other mainstream coverage, so I'm not sure about this one, but I wanted to read this to you. Apparently, Huma Abedin has been indicted under the email scandal with Hillary Clinton, and this is what he said. This is her aide, and some say that she's having an affair with this lady, which I've read that in multiple places. Today, a federal grand jury investigating Hillary Clinton, her emails on her private server, has indicted Huma Abedin, Hillary's longtime lesbian lover, he says. Sources indicate that the sealed indictment against Humana Abedin could, upon conviction, put Huma in prison and will most likely cause further indictments against Hillary and others. The question now remains, when will Hillary drop out of Democratic presidential race? This is interesting, and then has a whole another article on Jerome Corsi. Now, you guys let me know if this is true or not, because I've read this now, and I've seen it repeated on News With View, not with News With Views, on another one, Before It's News. Let me know if this one's real, and I'll correct it tomorrow if it's not on the show. What's your next story, Oz?
This is interesting. Now, the China has just dished out the biggest fine in history of their country, as they basically slapped it on the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world, GlaxoSmithKline. According to the Chinese news agency Xinhua, GlaxoSmithKline is guilty of bribing doctors and hospitals in order to have their products promoted. The verdict established in a court in Changsha slaps the United Kingdom pharmaceutical firm with a $490 million fine, largest ever in China's history. This puts an end to an investigation that began in the middle of 2013. Chinese officials estimated that GlaxoSmithKline made over $150 million in illegal profits from illegally bribing doctors and hospitals in order to have their products promoted heavily. Mark Riley, who is GlaxoSmith's former head of Chinese operations, is now facing a 3-year prison sentence and is being deported back to the UK. In the aftermath of the ruling, another top GlaxoSmithKline executive also awaits suspended jail sentences. And apparently what they were doing was they weren't even doing kickbacks. They were doing full-blown bribes to doctors and offices, throwing them tens of thousands of dollars if they would only sell or at least only promote their GlaxoSmithKline products in order to massively boost sales. And apparently it worked, because they're claiming, China's claiming that they made over $150 million from illegal bribery. But boy, $490 million fine. That's probably going to leave a little dent in the pocket of somebody.
You got to remember, a lot of these drugs, Austin, they cost literally half a cent to make a pill.
That's
once
true.
Again, yeah. You know? And so they're selling some of these drugs for $700, you know, a pill. You know,
that's true.
The guy who was doing the thing for the toxoplasmosis parasite. And what's interesting about that, that's by the way from cats. That's why I don't have cats in the house. And you cat lovers, I'm okay with cats. Leave them outside. Wash your hands after you handle them. And watch out for the cat litter. And if you're pregnant, just keep the cats out of the house. Don't ever touch litter. Yeah. Real important for that. But what's interesting is, you know, you have to be really, really thinking about the profit margins of these drugs. If they're costing a few cents a pill to make and they're selling for $100 a piece and they make $25 billion, you know, in profit over a couple of years, a $500 million bill is nothing. It's nothing. And that some of these guys gets fined billions of dollars means nothing to them. They make hundreds of billions of dollars on certain products. They kill a bunch of people and they got to pay out $2 or $3 billion in lawsuits. They don't care. They don't care. See, that's how it used to be with the recalls, like with the airbags and with problems associated with certain cars back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. The bean counter would actually calculate how much it would cost to have all the cars recalled to fix the problems, versus how many people are going to die from the car, how many lawsuits they're going to have, and then have it all set up, put on spreadsheets, and whatever would be the cheaper is what they would do. So they wouldn't care if they killed people. They would just pay the lawsuits because it was cheaper than doing the recalls. I know that's almost impossible for a person who's got a decent conscience to do, but that's what these people do. Here's another article from the Free Thought Project. It says the Pentagon has just admitted it's been deploying military drones throughout the United States for years to spy on Americans. Washington, D.C., under a Freedom of Information Act request, a Pentagon Inspector General made public a report last week admitting to the use of military drones to spy on U.S. citizens. I don't even know what to say about this, Austin. What do you think about that?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. Sadly enough, it doesn't surprise me at all. I remember, I think back in 2012, there was a case where the county sheriff, I think, deployed a drone to spy on a bunch of ranchers over a cattle dispute, ended up arresting a bunch of people and used the drone. It's very, very questionable. I mean, the tactics with it, I'm not even a big fan of drones in general. I think they massively invade privacy. I mean, knowing that somebody's flying above you, watching you with a camera, just doesn't really ring my bell a whole lot. You know, that the government does it on purpose to deliberately spy on us really actually, quite frankly, irritates me. It doesn't surprise me, though, they've been doing it. That's why I tell so many people, you know, when they're always like, oh, yeah, well, they won't know if I do this, and they won't know. I'm like, listen, it's not worth breaking the law. I mean, you know, if we were 100 years ago and you didn't the way it was, it really doesn't matter. I said, but now, the way everything is, I said, it's so easy to get picked off for stupid stuff like that, it's not even worth really doing anything. But that doesn't surprise me at all. I'm actually surprised that information hasn't come out sooner, that they monitor us with drones.
It, Here's another article. This is from Phil Schneider, and it's lawmakers seek geoengineering disclosure for Rhode Island. This is interesting. In a battle to halt government's widespread climate modification, also known as solar radiation management, two Rhode Island legislators have introduced a bill that seeks to stop geoengineering in the state. Two representatives, Karen McBeth, a Democrat, and Justin Price, Republican, have teamed up in a bipartisan effort to pass the Climate Geoengineering Act of 2016, a bill that will help the state of Rhode Island monitor this largely secretive program, potentially revealing more information to the public about geoengineering projects happening around the United States. I mean, can you believe they're actually doing this? I mean, good, kudos off to you guys. Man, I mean, you know, finally somebody's saying, hey, wait a minute, we can see them up there. We know they're real. That's the one thing that's always been funny to me with the geoengineering, Austin, is you can watch them do it. And people still say, oh, that's not real. That's not real. I'm like, but you're watching. I've tested the water. It's not real. It's not real. I'm like, but I'm watching it happen right now. It's not real. It's not real. Okay. Are you that brain damaged, really? Are you that mind controlled, really? What's your next story, Oz?
Well, yeah, the thing is, I mean, we've watched them down here before. They'll fly, they'll do a nice little grid pattern, and they'll shut them off. They'll actually shut the jets off, turn around, turn them back on again, start going the opposite direction.
I like it when they fly in circles and they don't turn them off. That's the funnest to me, when they start playing. Remember that time they were doing tic-tac-toe in the sky?
Yeah.
Well, these guys have a sense of humor. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, I don't know if all these guys flying know what they're doing. I don't know if they've been brainwashed and they're just following orders. I don't know if, you know, they're even classified. Is information is even, you know, they're even told what they're doing. I don't know. But it's definitely, there's got to be somebody that's flying these planes that just does not think this is worth doing. So I hope somebody comes out eventually. I know I saw a website the other day that I think you sent me, and there was a ton of photos of the inside of a bunch of these planes and whether or not
what I read on one of the other articles, it said that they're all equipped with self-destruct mechanisms. So in case one of these guys go off course, decide they're going to land at somewhere nearby, inspected, they blow the thing up with him in it. And so
really?
I would assume that's true, because the CIA is that secretive. I mean, if you're gonna spin around, supposed to come and land at Miami International Airport so I can come inspect it, I think it's gonna be a problem pretty quick for him trying to come down with that. So I don't know if that's true or not. I read that on an article that was on the internet, because I don't see these planes because they're mainly pretty secretive. But when they're flying in circles, guys, and they don't turn the jets off, and you watch them kind of make a big U-turn and then circle back around, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, it's not a standard pattern. But remember though, we're close to MacDill Air Force Base here in Central Florida, which used to be the strategic headquarters for SAC Command. And the truth is this, they do use this chemtrail spray, this aluminum and this barium in the atmosphere for their ground penetrating radar systems. And that's for the scalar radar, weather radar for systems. They do use it for that. It really massively increases the image of it. And so these pilots may be told, Austin, it's for military usage, and that's why they're doing it, is to increase the self-defense of the United States and our radar shield around the country. That would make sense. You know, but
I would. I mean,
that would let them do it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, here's I guess it would give them the peace of mind.
Yeah, here's another interesting article I was going to cover today. It says eating organic versus eating conventional when you're pregnant. What science says for your baby. We'll talk about this tomorrow. There's our music, Austin. I want to thank everybody for supporting HealthMasters.com. That's HealthMasters.com. Phone number 800-726-1834. Sign up for a free newsletter. We'll tell you who's going to be guests on the show, what we're covering on the shows, and we'll give you connections to all the shows. Plus, we'll send you free information on health and nutrition. I appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yes, thank you guys for everything. If you need anything, give us a call. You guys have a blessed night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.